Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning. This is Kira, and I'm really glad to be here with you again, talking about the wilderness of waiting. Sometimes to start a quiet time with the Lord in the morning, I'll listen to a song. I highly recommend a song by Amanda Cook called Our Breath Back. You can search for it and listen to it. You could even pause it now and listen. It's a way to calm ourselves before the Lord and in worship and in stillness. And this song is particularly meaningful to me. I listened to it many, many, many days of many months when I was going through a wilderness of waiting. There's a quote from Amanda that she speaks prophetically in the middle of the song, where she's speaking of Jesus. And she says, "He wept over Lazarus. He didn't bypass the process. He didn't fast forward it." I think about that often, that the Lord, when his good friend was dying, did not rush to his side. And his sisters were so confused and hurt by that. In John chapter 11, we read, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.' But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it.'" Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So, when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. It seems like a contradiction. The scriptures tell us that because he loved Lazarus and his sisters, he waited when they cried for help and did not rush to them. The scriptures tell us that it was for the glory of God. And we know, because we're looking back on the story, that because Jesus waited and didn't rush to Lazarus' side, instead of Jesus going and healing Lazarus, Lazarus died. And by the time Jesus arrived, he'd already been dead 3 days. And so when Jesus arrived, it wasn't a healing, but a raising from the dead. It didn't probably feel like love to the sisters of Lazarus that Jesus postponed coming and allowed them a wilderness of waiting for him. In that wilderness, there was death. And yet Jesus said the sickness wouldn't end in death. What Jesus knew that the sisters didn't is that at the very end, there would be resurrection to life and something so much more powerful than merely a healing. And I'm wondering where you are in this wilderness of waiting, if you might feel like the Lord doesn't love you because he's not rushing to fix your situation, this morning, take some time to pause and meditate on this story from John chapter 11 and consider the love of Christ, that he lingers and waits so that he might perform a resurrection in your life. Yes, there may be things that are dying, but perhaps those things will be the seeds that will end not in death, but in a more glorious life ahead for you. We have this hope, and yet we wait in darkness. And in the midst of that darkness, it can be really hard, even if we have faith that there's something really good coming. I think that's what Amanda is talking about when she says that Jesus didn't bypass the process that Lazarus went through when he was sick and died and put in a tomb. And in this season of the wilderness where we're in that period of waiting, I think of a silly movie called Click, in which the main character finds a remote control that allows him to fast forward and pause and actually change the timing of his life. And of course, he sees it as a great blessing because he can quickly move through the boring parts or the difficult parts and get on to the good stuff. And yet, of course, everything goes terribly wrong, and he realizes almost too late that all those boring, terrible parts were the bulk of his life and actually the goodness of his life. And he missed them by trying to fast forward. We have so many examples in scripture of people who've tried to get what God has for them more quickly than God has it for them, and the disastrous results of that. So I just want to remind us this morning that there is a sweetness even in this dark waiting period. It is bittersweet because we struggle and it's painful. And yet to fast forward it is to miss the very stuff of life. Take time this morning. Maybe listen again to the song or another song that inspires you that we have a good God who is with us in the waiting. I hope you'll join me here again tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.